This is KKRN, Bella Vista, in Round Mountain, at 88.5 on your FM dial. Stay tuned for Western Music Time with O.J. Sykes.
See them tumbling down, pledging their love to the ground. Only but free I'll be found, drifting along with the tumbling tumbleweed.
Howdy, folks, and welcome to Western Music Time. I'm O.J. Sykes, and I'd like to invite you to sit back, relax, unbuckle your spurs, and join me in a good cup of cowboy coffee and some of the best Western music ever recorded from the days of the Silver Screen Cowboys.
Up in the morning at the break of day, you'll hear a big bearded cowboy at the chuck wagon say, "Gather round, boys, the coffee's hot on the fire. There's a full day of branding, we're heating the irons. I want to smell that scorched hair and burning hide. The horses are grained, you know they're ready to ride. Roll up your bedrolls and jump in your boots. Daylight is a-wasting, boys, it's out of the chutes. Come on and ride, cowboy. Saddle them ponies and tighten the cinch. Pull on your gloves and take your hat off the fence. We'll get the cattle to market, and after the sold, you can all let your hair down, get lazy or bold, ride into town and find a lady or two to take you by the arm and shake the dust off your boots. Come on and ride, cowboy, ride. Roll up your Rieta.
Are upon you all the livelong day. The eyes of Texas are upon you. You cannot get away. Do not think you can escape them at night or early in the morn. The eyes of Texas are upon you till Gabriel blows his horn. Thank you.
2.
Do not think you can escape them at night or early in the morn. The eyes of Texas are upon you till Gabriel blows his horn.
Cowboys left their camp one day to lead a bald-faced steer, and what befell them along the way you're now going to hear. As they was riding through the brush around the side of a hill, all at once they came upon a hidden moonshine still. The moonshiner heard them a-coming through the brush, and he thought the sheriff had him sure, so he left there in a rush. Says one old boy to the other old boy, "Now this here's mighty queer. I wish that you would tell me the name of this contraption here. The coil was a gas line stole from a Ford, and the still was a coal oil can. But out of the spout and into the jug, the old corn liquor ran. Well, them boys got down and hefted the jug and found her full pretty nigh. So they each took a snort right then and there, 'cause they was tolerable dry. Says one old boy, "Let's get from here, 'cause we got work to do." So they got on their horses and they rode away, and the jug it went along too. When they got to the place where the steer was tied, they's a feeling mighty gay, 'cause they had stopped to tilt that jug most all along the way. Says one old boy, "That's the darndest steer that I ever did find. He's got 2 heads and 12 legs and 14 tails behind. How they got that oxen loose from the tree, it would be hard to tell. But when they went to lead him, it seems they just had hell. That steer bowed up and sold again, and they seen he never would leave. So they figured that a jolt of moonshine be the very thing he'd need. So they rolled the old steer upon his back and held him by the horns, and down his sizzling goozle they poured a quart of corn. Says one old boy, "Let's turn him loose and get him home real quick. He's bound to want him a chaser, and he'll head right straight for the creek." But the bald-faced steer, he pawed the ground, and he bawled and he bellered too, and he walled his eyes and wrung his tail and shook his hocks and flew. That oxen simply left the world as hard as he could go, and if he kept on drifting, he's down in Mexico. This story has a moral, and you will find it here. If you ever have any moonshine, don't give it to a steer. No way.
Rex Allen, the voice of the West, with Moonshine Steer, and Tex Ritter, The Eyes of Texas. And Rex Allen Jr. with the Rainsmen opened today's show with Ride Cowboy Ride. That's a song Rex Jr. wrote, and it's a song the Riders in the Sky used as their theme song for a long time. Well, we're going to do something a little different right now. You know, cowboys, working cowboys, moved west and started herding cattle in large part after the Civil War. And so they took with them the music that was sung during the Civil War. And we've got a set of music with cowboys singing songs that they brought west with them. They're not necessarily Western songs. They're not necessarily about the West. But they formed the music that cowboys sang on the range just after the Civil War. Several of them were written by Stephen Foster. I expect you'll know most of them, but I think you'll enjoy all of them. We're going to start with the Sons of the Pioneers featuring Bob Nolan as they sing one of the most well-known of these songs, "O Susanna."
I came from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I'm gone to Louisiana, my true love for to see. It rained all day the night I left, the weather it was dry. The sun so hot I froze to death, Susan, don't you cry.
Oh, Susanna, don't you cry
that for me. I came from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I climbed aboard a telegraph and traveled down the road. The electric fluid magnified and knocked me overboard. The bulging bus, the horse run off, I really thought I'd die. I closed my eyes to hold my breath, Susan, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I came from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. I had a dream the other night when everything was still. I thought I saw Susanna a-coming down the hill. The buckwheat cake was in her mouth, the tear was in her eye. Says I, I'm coming from the south, Susan, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I came from Alabama with my banjo on my knee. And soon I'll be in New Orleans, and then I'll look around. And when I find Susanna, I'll fall upon the ground. But if I do not find her, this sure will die. And when I'm dead and buried, Susan, don't you cry. Oh, Susanna, don't you cry for me. I came from Alabama with my banjo on my knee.
Clean, my dear, and have a little song. Poke that wood, my lady love, make a fire burn. While I take that banjo down, just give the mush a turn.
Hi, Nelly, ho, Nelly, listen, love, to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, with awesome melody. Hi, Nelly, ho, Nelly, listen, love, to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, with awesome melody.
Shuts her eyes when she goes to sleep. When she wakens up again, those eyeballs begin to peep. Well, the way she walks, she lifts her foot, then she brings it down. And where it lights, there's music there in that part of the town.
Hi, Nelly, ho, Nelly, listen, love, to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, an awesome melody. Hi, Nelly, ho, Nelly, listen, love, to me. I'll sing for you, play for you, a dulcet melody.
It brings me a dream of a once happy day, of youthful forms I've seen upon the village green, sporting with my old dog Trey.
Old dog Trey. Thank you.
Old Dog Tray, performed by Andy Parker and the Plainsmen. And we heard the Rainsmen's version of Nellie Bly. That's my favorite version of that song, but it's not the best audio copy available, I'm afraid. That one was taken from an outdoor concert, and the recording technique was not the best, but I hope you could enjoy it anyway. Well, now we've got one that's perhaps not as well known, but it was very popular during the Civil War because it was written about the events of the Civil War. It's called Goober Pease, and we've got Burl Ives to sing it for you.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas.
Sitting by the roadside on a summer's day, chatting with my messmates, passing time away. Laying in the shadows, underneath the trees. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. When a horseman passes, the soldiers have a rule to cry out at their loudest, "Hey, mister, where's your mule?" But another pleasure enchantinger than these is wearing out your grinders, eating goober peas.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas.
Just before the battle, the general heard a row. He said, "The Yanks are coming, I hear their rifles now." He turned around in wonder, and what do you think he sees? The Georgia militia eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating goober peas. I think my song has lasted almost long enough. The subject's interesting, but the rhymes are getting tough. I wish this war was over and free from rags and fleas. We'd kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas.
Peas, 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 eating goober peas.
Goodness, how delicious.
Goodness, how delicious.
Goodness, how delicious.
Eating goober peas.
Goober peas, and you heard the military references during that song. Well, it did come from the Civil War. And in case you were wondering, goober peas were peanuts. Now here are the Sons of the Pioneers once again, featuring Hugh Farr and some great fiddle work on a Civil War classic, Swanee River.
Thank you.
Gene Autry recorded a song about the Civil War. I don't know anything about the history of the song, but the song is supposed to depict the life of a couple of soldiers. I guess they were generic soldiers, one from the South and one from the North, Johnny Reb and Billy Yank. And that was the title of the song. Here's Gene Autry to tell us the story.
Johnny Reb and Billy Yank, don't you wish that you were fishing somewhere north, somewhere south, back in your old hometown? Old Virginia is your home, Johnny Reb, and your home is old New England, Billy Yank. From the south and from the north, you will meet as you go forth, just two kids who went and joined the private ranks. Oh, Johnny Reb and Billy Yank, don't you wish that you were fishing somewhere north, somewhere south, back in your old hometown? Over meadows, swamp, and woods they would go, till one day they met beside a river deep. They were tired and they were hot, and before they fired a shot, they both fell into a hole and fell asleep. Oh, Johnny Reb and Billy Yank, don't you wish that you were fishing somewhere north, somewhere south, back in your old hometown? Time and time again they met, sure as fate. As they'd brush each other, they would wink and smile. Then those friendly enemies raised their rifles, if you please, and they'd fire and miss each other by a mile. Oh, Johnny Reb and Billy Yank, don't you wish that you were fishing somewhere north, somewhere south, back in your old hometown? Tell me, Billy, have you had your first shave? Have you ever felt some stubble on your chin? Something's growing on my lip, only one, but it's a pip. So I guess my shaving days will soon begin. Oh, Johnny Reb and Billy Yank, don't you wish that you were fishing somewhere north, somewhere south, back in your old hometown?
And that's Gene Autry wrapping up our set of music from and about the Civil War. Now it's time for our Country Corner, and today we're going to feature Arthur Smith and his Cracker Jacks from Charlotte, North Carolina. We're going to start off with Arthur's most famous recording. It's a song he wrote called Guitar Boogie, and we'll follow it with songs he performed on his radio and television shows, including a guest spot from his buddy George Hamilton IV.
Thank you. You all have heard of foolish questions, and no doubt you've wondered why a person who'll ask them will expect a sensible reply. Did you ever bring a box of candy to a girl you was going to see, and you notice how she'll grab it and she'll say, "Is this for me?" Foolish questions you should answer when you can. And all the candies for your daddy or mama are for your little sister Ann. I just wanted you to see it. Now I'm gonna take it away. Wasn't that a foolish question? Well, you'll hear them nearly every day. Now nearly every morning, there's someone round the place who sees you take the shaving cream and lather up your face. And as you give the razor a preliminary wave, this person will always ask you, "Are you gonna shave?" Foolish question, your answer is, "I hope." No, I ain't prepared for shaving, I just like to taste the soap. I like to take the shaving brush and paint myself this way. Wasn't that a foolish question? Well, you'll hear them nearly every day. Then you all have seen the man who meets you on your way. He'll ask you where you're going, then he'll listen while you say that you're going to the funeral of poor old brother Ned. And just as soon as you've told him, he'll say, "Is Ned dead?" Foolish questions, you might as well reply. No, he thought he'd have the funeral, and then later on he'd die. Brother Ned was so original, he wanted it that way. Now, wasn't that a foolish question? Well, you'll hear him nearly every day. Suppose an elevator boy forgets to close the door.
Oh, no.
And you should tumble down the shaft, say, 27 floors.
Oh, no.
And as you reach the bottom, you're lying there inert. The first person that comes along will ask you, "Are you hurt?" Foolish question, your dying words are no. I was in an awful hurry, and this elevator runs too slow. I find I save a lot of time by coming down this way. Wasn't that a foolish question? Well, you'll hear it nearly every day.
Arthur Smith with Foolish Questions. That one was a hit record for him. It's one he recorded more than once. It's not one he wrote, but he did write a number of songs, including Guitar Boogie that we heard a few minutes ago. Well, our next song features one of Arthur Smith's band members. His name was Tommy Fail. He's one of my favorite singers. I really enjoyed watching him on television, listening to him on the radio before that, and seeing the band perform in person over the years in the late 40s and all through the 50s. Well, this particular song that features Tommy Fail is a song about a phenomenon that exists in western North Carolina in the Blue Ridge Mountains. It's a true story, and I think you're going to enjoy it the way Tommy Fail sings it. It's called "The Brown Mountain Light."
Way out on old Linville Mountain, where the Bear and the Catamount range, there a strange ghostly light can be seen every night, which no scientist or hunter can explain. In the mountains of North Carolina, near Linville, there exists a strange phenomenon called the Brown Mountain Light. On a clear night, this light will appear and move about in a ghost-like manner on the mountaintop and down in the valley. This light has been observed since the early days of the covered wagon, and to this day, no one can explain its mystery. Even scientists who come from various parts of the world can offer no solution. Uncle Fate Wiseman, who spent his entire 80 years in these mountains, used to tell this story, which to me could be as true as any other tale related, about the legend of the Brown Mountain Light.
Hi-oh,
shines like the crown of an angel and fades as the mist comes and goes. Night after night until dawn, a faithful old slave come back from the grave. But he's searching,
searching, searching
for his master who's long, long gone. In the days of the old covered wagon, when they camped on the flat for the night, with the stars growing dim on the old high gorge range, they'd watch for that brown mountain light. High up the mountain, then down in the canyon below, it shines like the crown of an angel and fades as the mist comes and goes. Master who's long, long gone. Long years ago, the southern planter came hunting in this wild land alone. And here, so they say, the hunter lost his way and never returned to his own. His trusty old slave brought a lantern and searched, but in vain, day and night. Now the old slave is gone, but his spirit wanders on, and the old lantern still casts its light. High up the mountain, and down in the canyon below, it shines like the crown of an angel, and fades as the mist comes and goes. Faithful old slave, come back from the grave. But he's searching,
searching, searching
for his master who's long, long gone.
Arthur Smith and his Cracker Jacks featuring Tommy Fail and the Legend of the Brown Mountain Light. Every now and then, Arthur would have a guest on his show, and he liked to invite George Hambledon IV, because George was also from North Carolina. Here's George with one of his recordings called Country Music in My Soul.
I've been traveling the highway with my guitar for so long, shaking hands and meeting lots of folks. Living my life my way with a handshake and a song, caring little if I was rich or broke. Cause there's country music in my soul, people music for the young and the old. I keep on singing a song, keep on keeping on. Cause there's country music in my soul. Came to see our show, brought his wife and all his four little kids. Why he took the trouble, Lord, I swear I'll never know. But we gave him everything we had to give. Cause there's country music in my soul, people music for the young and the old. I keep on singing a song, keep on keeping on. Cause there's country music in my soul. Curtain falls and I go to meet the Lord. If you ask me what I think I'd like to do, I'll humbly request to seat them people on the floor. I'd kind of like to sing them all a tune. Cause there's country music in my soul, people music for the young and the old. I'll keep on singing a song, keep on keeping on. Cause there's country music in my soul. Yes, there's country music in my soul. Oh, there's country music in my soul.
In the early 50s, Arthur invited Don Reno, the world-famous banjo player, to be a permanent member of his cast, and Don and Tommy Fail teamed up as a comedy duo also. They would come in and do a comedy skit on the shows every now and then, and folks loved them. Of course, they were great musicians, but they were also good comedians. Don Reno's name in those skits was Chicken Hot Rod. I mention that because Arthur is going to refer to him as Chicken in this next song. Don Reno and Arthur Smith team up on an instrumental, but they exchange comments during the song, and I think you'll enjoy it. Don Reno and Arthur Smith play 5 Foot Two. All right, Chicken. You hear that? Yep, that was Arthur Smith talking about Don Reno, who used to play the role of Chicken Hot Rod in those comedy skits on Arthur Smith's television show back in the 1950s. Well, this record that was made with Arthur Smith was an opportunity to reunite the two old friends, and that it became an LP. I don't think they ever issued it on CD, which I think is really unfortunate because there's some terrific music on that record. We just heard one sample of it. You know, at the same time he was doing that, he was working with a fellow named Red Smiley, and they formed a duo called Don Reno and Red Smiley and the Tennessee Cut-Ups, and they became bluegrass legends. Well, that was early in their career, though. You know, back in the movie cowboy days, we had big stars like Roy Rogers and Gene Autry and Tex Ritter and Rex Allen, Jimmy Wakely. But there were also some less well-known singing cowboy movie stars. And most of them didn't last into the 50s. In fact, I don't think any of them lasted into the 50s, but they were popular in the 30s and early 40s. We'd like to introduce four of those fellows to you, just in case you are not familiar with them, because we want to give their music a chance to be heard. We're going to start with a cowboy named John Dusty King. He's going to sing a song you're familiar with, I'm sure, called Gal in Calico. but you might not know John Dusty King. He got his start in music with Ben Burney and his orchestra. He was the lead vocalist with Ben Burney and his band. But then he graduated, you might say, to trio westerns. Trio westerns were films that featured trio stars. They didn't all sing. Usually just one member of the trio sang. And King teamed up with Max Terhune and Ray Corrigan to form the Range Busters. John would offer a song now and then. And they were quite popular. Let's hear what John Dusty King sounded like as he sings Gal in Calico.
Got a gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Used to be her Sunday beau till I rode away. Do I want her? Do I want her love? Yes, sirree. Will I win her? Will I win her love? Wait and see. Working with a rodeo, go from town to town. See most every kind of gal, every kind of gal. But who made my heart sing? Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, my little gal in Calico. I take my gal in Calico down in Santa Fe. Guess I better let her know that I feel this way. Is she waiting? Is she waiting? She better be. Am I hoping to be roping her? Yes, sirree. Gonna quit the rodeo, gonna settle down. Buy a bolt of calico for a wedding gown. Then will I fence her in? Yippee-yi, yippee-yo, my little gal in Calico.
John Dusty King and a gal in Calico. Well, John Dusty King made several records, unlike the next cowboy we're going to feature. His name was Bob Baker, and he was quite popular. But, like the others, his career didn't last into the 50s. He was popular in the late 30s and early 40s. And the only source of his music is his film soundtracks. That's where we got the song we're going to play for you now. It's called Cowboy Keep Blazing Away. Here's Bob Baker.
I love to eat, and I love to sleep, and I love even more to bang away for an hour or two with my old 44. Blaze away, cowboy, and see that gun. Blaze away, cowboy, let the folks run. It may do you good, and it won't do no harm to have a quick draw and a steady gun on. Reload a six-shooter and practice the draw. Always wait for the help of the law. Yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yay, cowboy keep blazing away. I love to eat, and I love to sleep, and I love even more to bang away for an hour or two with my old 44. Blaze away, cowboy, empty that gun. Blaze away, cowboy. It may do you good, and it won't do no harm to have a quick draw and a steady gun arm. Reload the six-shooter and practice the draw, and always wait for the help of the law. Yippee-i-yo, yippee-i-yay, cowboy keep blazing away. I love to eat, and I love to sleep, and I love even more to bang away. Reload the six-shooter and practice the draw. Can't always wait for the help of the law. cowboy keeps sailing away.
That's Bob Baker and Cowboy Keep Blazin' Away. Now, the next singer is another one who did not make any commercial recordings. So a fellow named Ted Reinhardt, who was a big fan, and also he was a fellow who collected a lot of movies and sold copies of them, I believe. This was 20, 30 years ago, I guess. Just before Fred Scott passed away, Ted convinced him to let him copy his music from his film soundtracks. Fred agreed, and he agreed to be pictured on the cover of a little cassette they got together and issued. Well, years later, not too long ago, actually, the British Archive of Country Music wound up with a copy of that, I suppose. Somehow they got copies of those soundtrack recordings, and they issued a CD of Fred Scott's music. It's the only one that I'm aware of. We've got a song from that collection called The Old Home Ranch. And again, this came from a film soundtrack, but it sounds a little better than some of the others. I hope you enjoy it.
There's just one place I long to be. My critter's waiting there. His horny heart is missing me. And days we the old home ranch is calling me. I see the winding trail. I hear the cowboys yipping.
That's Fred Scott with The Old Home Ranch. That's from one of his films, but I don't know the film title. If you liked his music, let me know, and we'll see if we can play some more Fred Scott songs for you. His sidekick, by the way, was somebody you probably do know, Al Fuzzy St. John. Fuzzy Jones in the Lash LaRue and Buster Crabbe movies. And now we have a singer that did record commercially. His name was James Newell. His song is titled Driftin'.
Driftin', driftin', like the sands I'm shiftin', for I'm always a leavin', but never arriving. Lonesome, weary, and the skies are dreary. I'm tired of drifting all alone. Looking for a rainbow in the sky above, waiting for a rainbow to bring to me my love. Maybe someday she'll be drifting my way. Till then I'll just drift on, looking for a rainbow in a dreary sky. Always keep on hoping to find one by and by. Why do I keep shifting? I'm tired of drifting all alone.
James Newell and Driftin'. And that concludes our short set of music from the lesser known of the Silver Screen's Singing Cowboys. Now it's time for a little Western swing with Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. They're going to play a little hometown stomp.
Oh, no.
Well, that's that Remington Steel. Fact, that's Herb Remington playing it, too.
Look out, Herbie.
Wills and his Texas Playboys with the hometown stomp. Let's let Hugh Farr take us out with Hugh's Hornpipe.
Thank you.
friends, that's about all the time we have for today. That old clock on the wall just won't keep still. I hope you've enjoyed our little visit. I sure have. And I hope you'll join us again next week for Western Music Time. In the meantime, this is O.J. Sykes saying thanks for listening, and I'll see you down the trail.
Here on the range I belong.